91X News.
It's 2 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Sam Norman. 5 horses were killed early today when they were struck by a tractor trailer near Peterborough, Ontario. Provincial police say they were among about 15 horses that escaped from a field near Highway 7 and Cameron Line and wandered onto the highway just before 2 a.m. Police say the driver was unable to avoid the animals and 5 horses were struck and killed. The highway was closed until about 6 a.m. A woman has been taken to a hospital following a shooting in East Toronto this morning. Emergency crews were called to a home on Morning Dew Road near Lawrence Avenue and East Morningside Avenue at about 7:30. They found a woman suffering from a gunshot wound to the leg. Paramedics say the woman's injury is non-life-threatening and she was taken to a nearby hospital. Police say they are having a hard time getting information from the woman and a witness. After 6 weeks of being outbreak-free, the Niagara Health System has called a new outbreak of C. difficile in Niagara Falls, Ontario. Officials say 3 patients with hospital-associated C. difficile have been flagged on Unit D of the Greater Niagara General Hospital. With new protocol, that's enough for an outbreak of the intestinal bacteria. The Niagara Health System ended the last of 3 deadly outbreaks of C. difficile, plus an outbreak of VRE on October 24th. In all, 102 people fell ill with hospital-associated C. difficile over a 5-month period, and 37 patients with the bug died. C. difficile caused the death of 7 patients and was a contributing factor in another 11. There is a flurry of activity today ahead of a crucial 2-day European summit in Brussels. Leaders are trying to find a solution to the debt crisis and save the euro from collapsing. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso says Europe should be united in a bid to save the currency.
It is extremely important that we all together, all the European Union shows that the euro is irreversible, that we are all standing supporting the euro, and I believe this is possible.
Standard & Poor's is warning it may downgrade the AAA rating of the 27-nation European Union. Bolivia's justice minister has given families the remains of 3 leftist guerrillas who died 41 years ago in a revolt inspired by Che Guevara. Forensic anthropologists identified the remains of Evaristo Bustos Arinabar and the brothers Ermino and Estinalo Vilca Colque. The remains were found in a remote mountain region in northern Bolivia in 2009. They had been part of a tiny Marxist army that emerged in 1970 to carry on the struggle of Ernesto Che Guevara, who had been caught and killed in Bolivia in 1967. Within a few months, Bolivia's government crushed the rebels, who found little support among the local population. Justice Minister Nilda Copa said Wednesday officials will search for remains of more of the rebels. Japan has said it is sorry for the suffering Canadian prisoners endured in its POW camps during the Second World War. 70 years ago this month, the Allies surrendered in Hong Kong after almost 18 days of fighting that killed 290 Canadians and wounded another 493. The survivors were held prisoner in Hong Kong and Japan until the war ended in 1945 and often subjected to beatings and starvation. Breast cancer experts are cheering what could be some of the biggest advances in more than a decade. Studies show 2 new medicines significantly delay the time until women with advanced cases get worse. The drug long used in organ transplants, Afinitor, also kept cancer in check longer for women who have stopped responding to hormone-blocking treatments. Breast cancer patient Rachel Midget says she has seen dramatic improvement in her health since starting Afinitor.
My life is getting back to normal, which is just amazing. If you told me 2 years ago that this drug would get me to this point, I would not have believed it. It's just been a dream come true.
The experimental drug from Genentech, called pertuzumab, held cancer at bay for an average of 18 months when given with standard treatment versus 12 months for others given only the usual treatment. Mexican authorities say they have seized 226 tons, or 205 metric tons, of a chemical used in synthetic drugs in a Pacific Coast port. Mexico's Navy said in a statement Thursday that the methylamine was found over several days this month in the port of Lázaro Cárdenas. It says authorities found the chemical in 11 containers shipped from China. The final destination was Puerto Quetzal in Guatemala, but the ship stopped in Mexico to transfer the cargo. Mexico has banned imports of several chemicals to thwart methamphetamine production. The U.S. government says Mexican traffickers are the main suppliers of synthetic drugs to the U.S. The Salvation Army in northeastern Kansas is trying to put a price on an unusual item dropped into one of its red kettles, a diamond. Salvation Army business manager Richard Natavid tells KCTV that the diamond turned up amid the cash donated outside a Walmart in the suburb of Shawnee. Natividad says he and other workers were counting the cash when they came across a balled-up piece of paper. He almost threw it out, thinking it was trash, but opened the paper to discover the diamond inside. Natividad estimates the diamond is nearly a carat, but he'd hoped to get it appraised. He says one appraiser wanted $75 for the service. The Salvation Army hopes that someone will offer to appraise it for free. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is accusing the U.S. of funding Moscow protesters. Putin strongly criticized U.S. Secretary Hillary Rodham Clinton today, accusing her of encouraging Russians protesting election fraud. He also warned of a wider crackdown on Russian dissent. Putin said that Rodham's description of Russia's parliamentary elections as rigged gave a signal to his opponents. He says that they heard this signal and, with the support of the U.S. State Department, began their active work. He claims that the United States is spending hundreds of millions to influence Russian politics with the aim of weakening a rival nuclear power. That's 91X News at 12:04. Harrison Perkins has sports next.
I never thought I'd be here. Not in school, still looking for work, and no clue what to do about it.
Start your new direction at Loyalist Community Employment Services. Career planning specialists are ready to help you with job searches, retraining, and self-employment. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. It's time for a new chapter in your life. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, 54 Dundas Street East, Belleville, or online at communityemploymentservices.ca.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Good afternoon, I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X Sports. Calgary Flames backup goaltender Henrik Karlsson has had his knee surgery injury released this week, and the news was not good yesterday. Karlsson was diagnosed with a high-grade MCL tear and is expected to be out of the lineup for 6 to 8 weeks. The injury occurred during the third period of Sunday's loss to the Vancouver Canucks. Pittsburgh Penguins captain Sidney Crosby will sit out the next two games as a precaution following a collision with teammate Chris Kertuz on Monday against Boston. Crosby did not accompany the team on their road trip to Philadelphia last night. Belleville Bulls forward Brendan Gaunce has had a lot of success as an athlete. Sean McLeish reports.
He's earned 2 gold medals internationally in hockey and even won a high school football championship. In his first season with the Bulls, though, Gaunce had only 11 goals, and Belleville won less than a third of their games. It was a tough adjustment for the Markham native.
It was pretty tough to lose, but I think it was harder to be away from home and be losing and having that negative attitude kind of after games, and you're always having that attitude, and there's not really any pick-me-ups.
In Gaunce's second go-round with Belleville, things are much improved so far. The Bulls are tied for top spot in their division, and Gaunce leads the team with 16 goals and 32 points in 28 games. Belleville assistant coach Jason Saprika never had a doubt Gaunce would improve this season.
He's kind of a true pro already at 17 years old. He knows how to handle himself in and around the arena. He prepares very, very well, and his leadership has really kind of come to the top.
Gaunce was recently named OHL Player of the Week for the first time in his career. His name is also among the top prospects for next June's NHL draft.
I think what I did before got me there, and if scouts see that and they had me on the top 15, that's great for myself, but I think I have to keep playing the same game I am right now to stay up there.
Guidance counselor Despina Standing works with Gaunce at Quinney Secondary School and says he is also a top student who is always smiling in the halls and very polite with staff and other students, despite formidable time demands from hockey. Sean McLeish, 91X Sports.
The Toronto Blue Jays second baseman Kelly Johnson accepted the Blue Jays arbitration offer. Last year, Johnson appeared in 33 games for the Blue Jays, batting .270 with 3 home runs and 9 RBIs. After being acquired in a trade from the Arizona Diamondbacks for Aaron Hill and John McDonald. The Angels are loading up just hours after signing prize slugger Albert Pujols with a 10-year contract worth $250 million, LA has reportedly agreed to a deal with free agent pitcher C.J. Wilson for 5 years worth a total of $77 million. The 31-year-old Wilson had a record of 16 wins and 7 losses with 2.94 ERA with the Rangers last season, leading Texas to its second straight World Series. The Picton Pirates are in action tonight. Napanee visits Picton, and the puck drop for that game is at 7:30. The Trenton Golden Hawks have the night off as well before taking on Kingston. And the Wellington Dukes have the night off also before taking on Whippy tomorrow night. That game will take place tomorrow at the new Wellington and District Community Center. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Normand with 91x weather.
91x weather today, mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries early this morning, clearing this morning, and wind becoming west 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 early the afternoon, and a high of plus 3. Tonight, increasing cloudiness, a few wet flurries beginning near midnight, wind west 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming light after midnight, and a low of 0. Friday, a few wet flurries ending late in the afternoon, then cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries, wind becoming west 30 kilometers an hour late in the evening, and a high of plus 2. At 12:09, it's 2 degrees. 91X on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sam Norman with Harrison Perkins. News is next at 1.
This is 91X. CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.